समन्तचक्खवलेषु अत्र गच्छन्तु देवता सदमं मुनिराजसुनन्तु सखमोखदं नमः श्रवणकालो अयं भदन्ता Dhamma savana kalo ayang badanda. Dhamma savana kalo ayang badanda. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Okay, today, as I promised, I would like to explain to you again how to practice mindfulness of breathing systematically until the attainment of jhana. Then after that, I also will give you, because some of you do notpractice mindfulness of breathing, so I also will share with you how to practice mindfulness and wisdom. Okay, so you can choose whatever way you like that suit you most. Okay, for Anapanasati, this is the first subject under Kaya Nupassana Satipatthana, the first subject under body contemplation.And it is practiced by all bodhisattva before enlightenment of Buddhahood. Whether it's Gautama Buddha or previous Buddha, before they gain enlightenment, they practice Anapanasati. From this, they attain fourth jhana, then they move to Vipassana until the realization of Buddhahood. So it's not a small task. It is great task practiced by all noble ones. Okay. So first, let us understand the meaning first. Anna, panna, sati. Anna, breathing in. Panna, breathing out. Sati, mindfulness. So mindful of your in breath and out breath. Is this meditation subject.Where the in-breath and out-breath comes from? Where? Where? Nostril, right? Nostril. The in-breath and out-breath come from nostril. Therefore, you have to keep your attention either under the nostril or in front of the nose area, in front of the face, close to the nose area.If you keep your attention in the abdomen, then you are not practicing Anapanasati because the in-breath and out-breath come out from the nostril. Okay? Secondly, when you breathe in, breathing out, mentally note if you are the beginner. Mentally note breathing in, breathing out. You must breathe naturally. Don't breathe like engine machine.Okay, you breathe like engine machine, the neighbor who sit beside you get very annoyed. He cannot concentrate on his breath. Instead, all the engine machine, right side, left side, that he get very annoyed. And it's not correct to breathe so loud. Imagine one person breathe so loud, then that breathing disturb everyone. So if you breathe with sound, that is not correct.You should breathe silently, no sound at all. You only feel the in-breath and out-breath, but no sound. Or the sound only clear to you, but should not be heard by others. This is also to protect others' meditation. If your breathing disturbs other people, then it's also not good for you, because you are disturbing people. Okay?Then mentally note time, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. As I suggest you to use counting method. Count the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, one. breathing in, breathing out two, count to three, then go back again, breathing in, breathing out one, breathing in, breathing out two, breathing in, breathing out three, breathing in, breathing out four. Then go back to one again, then count up to five, then go back to one again, up to six. If you feel sick enough also can, go back to one again. Go back to three again, then count, breathing in, breathing out, one, breathing in, breathing out, two, breathing in, breathing out, three. Then go back to four again. Okay? But if you think that you don't need counting method, if it's so distracting by counting, then forget the counting, forget the counting method. But if you feel that when you count, your mind comes down very quickly, then please use this method to help you to overcome all the restlessness. Okay? So, when your restlessness subside, then you will feel the air breathing in, breathing out. Sometimes the breath is long, sometimes it's short, according to Anapanasati Sutta. So when the in-breath is short, you know it is short. When out-breath is short, you know it is short. This knowing is called mindfulness. You just breathe in, breathe out. You don't know whether the in-breath is short or out-breath is short. Then your mindfulness is superficial. Superficial. Therefore, you must also know whether it's long or short. But don't make it long and short purposely. Purposely means you are not natural anymore. You force your breath, which can cause chest pain and tension on the forehead. Even your nose become hard. So all these are the signs of putting too much effort and you are not breathing naturally. You got to adjust yourself. Okay? So you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Then the mind wander off. Never mind. If we practice pure concentration, we don't note the wandering mind. We know the mind wander off, then no, come back to the breath again. Then breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Wander again, no. Okay, stop there. Come back again, gently, again and again, again and again. You need perseverance. Perseverance to pull the mind back to the breathing. Okay, then when your mind become calm again, you will feel the breath become more subtle. More subtle. Not so clear as before. This is correct one. Why? Because your mind become more calm, therefore your breath become more subtle, which is correct process. The right process. So when your mind, your breath become more subtle, don't try to make it clear again. If you try to make it clear again, your concentration will decrease. So stay with the subtle breath, but strengthen your mindfulness to know the subtle breath. Okay. And sometimes when the pain comes, if you have concentration, the pain will not disturb you. Only when you have no concentration, the pain disturb you very much. So if the pain disturb you until you cannot feel the breath, cannot concentrate on the breath anymore, the first antidote is change posture. Don't note the pain because you want to practice pure concentration. After I explain to you this, later on I will explain another method which you can note the pain. But if you want to practice pure concentration, then don't note the pain. Don't watch the pain. Okay? So when you sit down, you make your own decision whether I want to practice pure concentration or I want to practice vipassana. Vipassana another way. I will explain later. But if you make up your mind to practice pure concentration, then you ignore the pain. Don't contemplate the pain, impermanent, suffering, non-self. No need first. You change posture first. So your pain become relieved. Then go back to the breath again, breathing in, breathing out. When you gain the concentration, then sometimes you cannot see the hand anymore, cannot see the feet, cannot see the body. At that time, please don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why you cannot see the hand, body? Why? Because of concentration. Your mind is so concentrated on the breath. So the body become not apparent, which is correct. So don't open your eye and check whether my body is still there or not. If you open your eye and check, then you lose your concentration. You will come to this stage. Therefore, I have to tell you first. Okay. Then when your mind becomes too subtle until, when the breath becomes too subtle until you cannot feel it, it almost stopped there. You must tell yourself, it's not possible. I'm still alive. It's not possible that I have no breath. It's because the breath becomes too subtle and mindfulness not so precise enough to notice the breath. If you have this knowledge, then you will not be frightened that why I have no breath. When I teach a retreat in USA, a yogi practiced until he feel no more breath. Then the doubt, she was overcome by the doubt and the fear. And because of that, she stuck there, cannot make further progress because she feel that feel very afraid when there's no breath. Therefore, you must understand, you are still alive. It's not possible. It's not possible that you will experience no breath. The reason is that because the breath is too subtle for your mindfulness to notice it. Therefore, you keep your attention still at the same point where you keep your attention. Then the two methods to overcome this stage. First is to sharpen your mindfulness. Second, after this method, if this method cannot still, you cannot feel the breath and the mind, since there's no object to anger, the mind wander off. Then you have to breathe little bit, purposely, this time. Breathe little bit, purposely, so that you can feel the in-breath and out-breath, then your mind can focus again. And if your mind can focus again, then your mind become, your concentration become deeper, deeper and deeper. Suddenly, you will see some lightness, some light appear. Sometimes like stars, sometimes like color, blue color, white color, gray color, and so on, in front of you. Sometimes it passes. Is it external light or is produced by concentration? You may pass it. Then you intend to open your eye and check. If you open your eye and check, then you lose your concentration. Don't open the eyes. Okay? So if you feel some light, you know, okay, it's correct. Because the teacher says so. When you have concentration, the light will appear. The light is the product of concentration. You are in the right track. So don't be doubtful. Doubt is one of the hindrances that you have to get rid of. So you must know, in this process, light is the product of concentration. Light comes just to tell you that you are making progress. Good, continue. So you should continue, concentrate on the breath. Don't go and see the light, please. If you go to see the light will immediately disappear. Why? Why? Why do you think the light disappears? Because you lose your concentration. The light is produced by your concentration on the breath. Now you leave your breath and go and see the new object. Therefore, you lose your concentration. As a result, the light also will disappear. Okay? To say this light, to tell you the light, to tell you that you will experience the light when concentration develops, is not my intention. I don't like to talk about light and nimitta. But if I do not tell you first, for some people, very quick they gain concentration and the light come, and I do not tell you first, then they will be overcome by a lot of doubt, fear, even to the extent that the mind will go crazy. My student reported to me so many times. One of my disciples in USA, she come to my retreat. Then I explained to her light. Then her parami is very good. Immediately she sit. Within two days, very strong light shine on her. Then she come to me, very urgently want to see me. Then she told me, sister, if you do not tell me, we will see the light first. I think I'm crazy. I think I go mad already. How can this strong light with the closed eye, I can see the strong light? But fortunately, you told me first. So I know it's correct. Otherwise, I think I go crazy. Therefore, there are so many cases. Another American, she reported to me 20 years ago, she experienced this light, so brilliant. And when she experienced this light, and because of concentration, there's piti. Piti means joy. And the body becomes so light, like weightless, no weight. And because of piti, she has no appetite to eat. And because of concentration, she cannot sleep. When you have good concentration, you cannot sleep. So don't doubt also, because the mind is so clear. Sleepiness means darkness of the mind, right? And concentration makes your mind so clear, you don't feel like sleepy at all. It's also correct. Don't doubt, okay? But this yogi, this American, she has no teacher. So she feels that when she walks like floating in the sky and no appetite to eat and cannot sleep because mind is so clear, then always see the light. So she doubt her own practice because no teacher tell her that you are correct. And she keep on asking non-practitioner. Or she kept on asking her friend who have no such good experience. So when she asked, I experienced like that, what do you think? And her friend say, you are crazy. Then okay, ask another friend. Another friend say, you are crazy. Ask third friend, you are crazy. After asking four or five person, if everybody tell you are crazy, what do you think? What do you think? You already think, yes, I'm crazy. I am really crazy, right? Therefore, if you have, I would like to advise you. I have encountered so many, my students tell me their story already. If you encounter any good experience, don't simply consult those who are poor meditators. They don't have enough experience to tell you, especially those who are not samatha meditator. Some people only practice vipassana. Vipassana, when you see light, you just contemplate impermanent, right? But samatha different. You must preserve the light in order for you to go into higher stage. It's completely different method. So if you are samatha meditator, you go and ask another vipassana, then you get a very different answer. So you must ask the correct person. The correct person will give you correct solution. A correct advice. Before I came also, one of the Indonesian also told me that her sister has very good parami. When she meditate anapana, she feel the same thing, whole body floating, like floating in the sky, don't want to eat at all. And she gets so afraid. And the monk, she say, the monk cannot give her advice because the monk himself does not experience such thing. So he cannot give her advice. So finally, this was so disappointed and so afraid. From that onward, she dared not to meditate. What a loss. right? A great loss. Simply she, because she did not meet with correct teacher. However, to meet with correct teacher, you need good karma. Good karma. Huh? No good karma, you cannot meet with correct teacher, wise teacher. Okay. So this American, after so many people told her she's crazy, then she thinks she's crazy. Finally, she end up in psychiatry hospital. Real story, she wrote to me. Wow, I have so much compassion for her. Then after she came out, I don't know how long, maybe years, stay in psychiatry hospital. Then she came out from the psychiatry hospital. Then she thought, what I experience is non-self, no self at all, or only phenomena. I cannot survive in America, which emphasizes so much self, ego, self. Therefore, she said, to find back self, then she take drugs, and she commit a lot of sexual misconduct, all the bad, unskillful karma. She perform all the bad, unskillful karma, just want to behave ordinary, like ordinary American. She doesn't want to be special, selfless, no self. She says she cannot survive in American culture. So from this story, you understand. Simply because she did not meet with correct teacher. No one can guide her. Therefore, she thinks she is crazy. Especially when you see the light. If no one tell you, if everybody tell you this, your illusion, not real one. After 5%, you also think, oh, my mind is something wrong with my mind. I better stop meditating. You know, then you lose the chance. Okay. For this reason, I have to tell you, when you practice Anapanasati, you will experience light when your concentration develops. However, to tell you that you will experience light has its disadvantages. What is the disadvantage?
Keep looking for the light.
Yes. You keep expecting the light, when the light comes, my God, when the light comes. If no light, no progress. Again, in America, one of my American yogi, one day, she very happily came to me for interview. She said, sister, finally I see the light. Wow, the light shine on my face, so warm. I say, congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, go ahead. Then tomorrow, she came again with all the disappointment. Then he said, sister, she told me that I suspect whether my light is it correct or real or false one. I suspect my experience because I don't think my mind concentrate well. I don't think my concentration is so good. How can a light appear? So I want to check whether the light is real or not real. So when the light comes again, I open my eye. He said, I open my eye and I see the sun shine on my face. The morning sun just shine on my face. My gosh, he said, I was fooled by the morning sun. So she didn't experience the light, just the morning sunshine on her face, not the product of concentration. Okay. So don't expect the light. Practice naturally. When the time for light to come, it comes. When your concentration is not well developed, how can you ask the light to come? So please, with a 平常心, don't expect anything. You expect anything, you make your mind dirty. You make your mind, defiled with desire to get the light. And your mind cannot go deep into your breath. Another example, this is all the yogi's experience to tell you, so that you will not make the same mistake. one of the American, this time he's a man. After 6 days, strong light come. And this light, not only strong light, like a magnet, pull his mind, go into the nimitta. He was so frightened. How can the mind go into nimitta? So he tried to separate the mind from this nimitta. Then he was very frightened whether he's practicing correctly or not. So he want to see me at night. I say at night, not so suitable, tomorrow. Okay. So I kept him wait until tomorrow. And tomorrow early morning after breakfast, he came and see me. I said, sister, when the nimitta come, the nimitta pull my mind inside. I was so frightened, so I pulled the mind out. I said, you missed the chance. You missed the chance. When the nimitta, like a magnet, pull your mind inside, then go in. Go in, then your mind will stay with the nimitta for a long, long time. Then you can attain jhana. He said, my gosh, I missed the opportunity. And then he said, never mind. When it comes, I will do what you advise. Okay. So when he go back and sit, waiting for nimitta to come to pull his mind inside. And he wait, first day, no nimitta. Second day, no nimitta. Third day, no nimitta. He becomes so tired. He said, sister, I want to forget all this nimitta. Forget it. I get tired by waiting, expecting the nimitta, and pull my mind inside. So he let go of all expectation. Then he practiced with ping chang xing, with equanimity. Okay? And when he practices with equanimity, the nimitta comes again. Comes back. So if you expect, nothing will come. If you don't expect, when time comes, the nimitta comes. Okay. So this I want to tell you, why I explain to you, you will experience the light and brilliant nimitta in order to protect you, to tell you that you are in a right track, so that you will not doubt, you will not think you are crazy. Okay? This is the reason I tell you. But the disadvantage, I tell you that there's disadvantage that you will expect. When you expect something in your meditation, you are strengthening your ego. And also, you practice with expectation, then you are not going to make any progress. So give up all the expectation, but with the knowledge that when the concentration develops, the light will come. This is the correct attitude. Okay? Understand? Okay. So when the light comes, the mind don't shift to nimitta. For most people, when the light comes, it comes only few seconds only. 1, 2, 3, 4, few seconds disappear. The light just greet you. Say hello, you are making progress. Okay, if you look at me, I will go. So don't look at the nimitta. Remain, concentrate on your in-breath and out-breath. And the nimitta will go, come back, go, come back. Sometimes change color. From blue to yellow, from yellow to red. Sometimes change. You don't care. Whether it comes or it goes or it change color, you don't care, but remain, concentrate on your breath. Until the nimitta become firm. Stable. What does it mean, firm and stable? Firm and stable mean it does not shake, it does not change form, it's firm in front of you for at least 20 minutes. At least 20 minutes. If only 5 minutes, then go away, no point seeing it. You see it, it will go away also. Then you have to go back to the breath again, wasting the time. Okay? So you wait until around 20 minutes. You don't have to check, 15 minutes, not yet. 20 minutes, okay. No, if you check like that, you lose your concentration. Okay, roughly you know, okay. This nimitta seems very stable, not shaking, not moving, it's the same there. Then you think, okay, it's stable and firm. Then shift your attention from the breath into nimitta. Just don't look at the, don't focus on the breath anymore. Focus on nimitta. Okay. So when you shift your attention to the nimitta, and the nimitta become darker, darker, dim, dimmer and dimmer, then this shows you that not the right time to look at the nimitta. Then go back to the breath. Okay? But when you shift your attention from the breath to the nimitta, and the nimitta become brighter, brighter, and brighter, then it's the correct time for you to see the nimitta. Then continue, observe, continue putting your mind into nimitta until your mind sink into it, forget everything. No sound, cannot hear the sound, cannot feel the body, only your mind stay with the nimitta as long as possible. But for beginners, usually only short time, then you come out again. Then practice again, train the mind again, until you can stay in the nimitta as long as possible for 1 hour, 2 hours, then you attain excess concentration or jhana concentration. It takes me 30 minutes to explain, but it may take you years to achieve this state, or may take you months, depend on individual's perfection, individual's parami. Okay? Some people take months, then they achieve jhana. Some people take years. Some people, when the nimitta come also, from nimitta to become stable also may take months. It depends on so many factors. Also depend on your effort, your attitude, your right attitude, and your mindfulness on the breath and so on. There are so many factors then that can affect your concentration. Okay, so this is the way how to practice Anapanasati meditation. Okay, up to this point, any question? Okay, so regarding this nimitta, there are three stages of nimitta. First, according to the Visuddhimagga, the path to purification, there are three stages of nimitta. First is like gray color, but not everybody experience the same. Gray color we call parikama nimitta. Then after that, when your concentration become deeper, you deepen your concentration, this gray color will change to white color, like cotton wool or like cloud in the sky. It's called Ugaha Nimitta, learning sign. Nimitta means sign of concentration. Okay, and as your concentration goes deeper, deeper, deeper again, this white will change into transparent, like morning star, like crystal, brilliant. Sometimes so brilliant that you shed your tears. Because so bright, then you shed your tears. Sometimes the nimitta appear like the sun, cover your face. Then you want to take off. You feel that something like cover your face. You feel like want to throw it away. All this are the experience of nimitta. Okay? So when the nimitta appear, when it's stable, then you just take the nimitta as an object. Don't take the breath anymore. It's white cloud, then you take it. You don't see the white. Don't concentrate on the white. You concentrate it as a nimitta. That nimitta, yes. But you don't note white. If you note white, it become white kasina. It become white kasina meditation, no more anapana. You just see it nimitta, light as light.
Okay. As an observer.
You put your mind into it. Have you reached that stage yet?
A few years ago, I had this stage, but my teacher say, let go to see. Sometimes violet, sometimes white.
Then you shift your attention to it. You will know how to. You will know how to do it. Just don't pay attention to the breath. Don't pay attention to the breath. Pay attention to the nimitta. This is called shifting your attention. Okay. Any other question? There's another thing I feel the need to tell you. This happened to somebody, but not to everybody. So when you practice concentration or any meditation, maybe some other meditation, sometimes the body will start to move, move, uncontrollable. Move this, move that, move this, move that. This happened to somebody, if it moves, there are two choices. For me, if it moves, I can control it. Stop, then it stops. But for somebody, they cannot control. They want to stop, the body cannot stop. So keep on swaying, sometimes very violent, back. It's a good sign. It's healing process. It heals you. Because when you come to meditation, the energy become very good. Your qi goes very good. So some of the blockage in the body, now the qi try to pass through. Therefore, it needs to move. In China, there's one retreat. My student, from the second day until the last day, the whole body only shaking, moving, you know. And she told me, I said, no problem. I have experienced this so many times, including myself and including my friends and my students. I said, never mind. It's good. After like, after moving, shaking, your health will improve. I give my guarantee to her. But other people, other helpers, see her talking also like that, talking the time, her head also moving. So all the helpers say, no, she's going to crazy already. We got to send her up. I said, no, sorry, no. I have experienced this. I have experienced with so many of my students. Don't think that she's crazy, okay? So then they listen to me. So after 10 days, she is fine. And she said, my health improved so much. So if you encounter such experience, don't think you are crazy. Many people little bit think, so, oh, I'm crazy. If you think you're crazy, you really go crazy. Okay? Consult your teacher. But your teacher must have enough experience in order to tell you. If you are practicing in a public, I advise you to stop. Or else you frighten other people. Other people, what are you doing? Are you meditating? You are supposed to sit silently. Why are you moving? So you frighten other people, and other people will have a lot of doubt about the meditation. Therefore, if you sit in a group, I will advise you to stop. If you have that ability to stop. If you don't have that ability to stop yourself, I will advise you to sit in a room only. Don't show in the public. Then you can let the qi move you. Let the qi follow the qi until your health get better. Now I want to move, cannot move already. I also want to move, then I will feel much better. Okay.
So in other meditation, like chant meditation,
what?
The mayana.
When body is sway, you can contemplate wind element. So that you will not lose your mindfulness. So you say wind element is not self, wind element. Okay, so you get a good health and also your knowledge improve. It's no harm to enjoy a pleasant feeling. If that pleasant feeling is not tainted with greed. For example, Buddha, when he practiced self-mortification for 6 years, so become so thin. When he touch his bone, he can flunt bone, he can feel the back bone. So emaciated for 6 years. Then after that, he know this is not a right path. After 6 years self-mortification, torture himself, not take food, stop breathing, and so on. And after 6 years, he said, no, this is not a right path. Then he started to think. He said that when he was young, very like child, he sit under the rose apple tree. Then he attained first jhana. At that time, he feels so pleasant. Then Bodhisattva prince, he think, am I afraid of this pleasant feeling of first jhana? Then he said, no. This pleasant feeling of first jhana is not connected with sensual pleasures. Why should I afraid? Therefore, then he discard the self-mortification and sit with anapanasati and enter into first jhana. So that type of pleasant feeling is not to be discarded. Okay? Okay, any other question?
Sorry, one more question.
Okay, so you understand how to practice anapanasati. Now, after you practice, let's say, concentration anapanasati for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, and you are not aiming to practice pure concentration, you are not aiming to attain jhana, then you lift the breath. Don't focus on the breath anymore and keep your attention on the body. Keep your attention on the body and see what feeling, what type of element, what type of sensation that appear in the body. Let's say suddenly you feel here, the shoulder, hardness or stiffness on the shoulder. So at that time, how should you note? Yeah, you should note earth element. Mentally you say stiffness or stiffness. Then you also understand stiffness is earth element. Then you hold your mindfulness on that object, earth element or stiffness, for some times. So when you hold the object for some times, sometimes it also does not disappear because your mindfulness is not sharp enough, right? If it disappear, then already see Nibbana first. But because mindfulness and wisdom not sharp, so you cannot see the arising and disappearing of that object. So you hold your mindfulness for some time, then you can, after apply the mindfulness, later on you can also contemplate or note impermanent of this sensation. Although you cannot see impermanent, but you incline your mind to see impermanent. So mentally you note impermanent. Okay? Sometimes when you see this and this stiffness become unpleasant to you, become unpleasant after some times, and how should you note? You should, the time you can shift from the body to feeling. Yes, then you contemplate unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. You don't note my unpleasant feeling. If you note like that, your unpleasant feeling become unbearable because you identify unpleasant feeling as myself. Then it become unbearable anymore. Okay, so you should note unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling with what type of attitude? With dispassionate mind. Dispassionate. 不执着. When you note this one, 你的心不执着它是我的. So you see it with dispassionate mind or with equanimity. Only then your mind will not get affected by this unpleasant feeling. And as the mindfulness and concentration and wisdom goes deep, then you will see it subside. When it subsides, then your mind will go into another sensation. For example, hardness or heat in the stomach or heat in the body. Then how should you note? Fire element. Then you should contemplate fire element. Sometimes you also should contemplate fire element as not myself. Fire element is not myself. Fire element is not myself. This one is to correct your distorted perception. Otherwise, when you note fire element, but in your subconsciousness, you still identify fire element as myself. So in order to remove this, what is very deep rooted in you, that is Sakkaya Ditthi, identity view or personality view that identify fire element as myself, you mentally note fire element as not a self, as not myself, as not mine. This is to strengthen your right view. Okay? And sometimes you can note fire element is impermanent. So you can change. Sometimes to note as not myself, sometimes to contemplate as impermanent. Then when your mindfulness and concentration become sharper, you really see arising and passing away. When you can see, it depends on your mindfulness and wisdom. Okay, so when pain arises, you can two ways to contemplate. First, you can investigate yourself, because sometimes the pain can due to excessive earth element, because it's full heart, like sitting on a rock. So that cause pain. Then you can contemplate it as earth element, because earth element become predominant. So you see earth element. Sometimes because heat, it's too hot that cause pain. Then at a time, you contemplate heat element. So I cannot say definitely it must be because of earth. No. Each person experiences differently. You investigate yourself. You already know what are the four elements. Then you see which one. Which one has predominant, which one is more predominant that cause pain? The pain arises because of imbalance of four elements. Imbalance of four elements. So one of the elements become excessive. That one you should contemplate.
But normally we sit like our meditation cushion. It's not hard, but after
sometimes it become hard. Yes. Then you note it earth element. Because that hardness may not come from the external cushion, come your own body. The body also got earth element. The earth element touches the external earth element of cushion, then become painful. Okay? Okay, so this one way you can discern four element when you see the pain, or you can discern unpleasant feeling. Because pain is unpleasant feeling. So you shift your attention from body contemplation to feeling contemplation. So you note painful feeling as painful feeling. Pain as painful feeling. Painful feeling as painful feeling. So if you note in this way, then you are contemplating what? Feeling contemplation. Okay? Then sometimes that pain become unbearable. And your mind start get annoyed or get irritated toward that pain. Then how should you note at a time? At a time you should shift your attention to watch your mind. See your mind. Don't see the pain anymore, because it already caused you irritation and annoyance. So it shift your mind to citta nupassana, contemplation of mind. At the time, if you're irritated, then you see the mind affected by irritation as the mind affected by irritation. Don't say, I am irritating, I am irritating. No. If you practice in this way, you strengthen the wrong view of self, right? So you detach yourself, from this irritating mind. So you note, mentally note, with dispassionate attitude. You say, irritating mind as irritating mind. The mind affected by aversion as the mind affected by aversion. Again and again, again and again. Until you see it's just a mental state, not yourself. It's very important. It's very important. This one.
Regarding pain due to a headache, like due to
tumors. Okay, there are five. There are five types of psychic power you can develop through concentration of jhana. Not only for jhana, including arupa jhana. Rupa jhana, we have two types of jhana, rupa jhana and arupa jhana. So if you have rupa jhana and arupa jhana and you train your mind very fast, you jump the jhana. First jhana, you jump to third jhana, you jump to arupa jhana and come down, go up. You train your mind very, very fast, then you can develop five types of psychic powers. First one is Pube Niwasa Nusati. Pube Niwasa Nusati. Recollecting of one's past life. You start to see your past life. Where I born? I born in India. What's my name? I am low caste. What is your profession? And what is your father's name? What food you eat? All you can remember very well. Not only one life, many, many lives. Up to 100 lives, 200 lives, depending on concentration. Even up to one eon. And up to even farther, then you can see you meet with Gautama Buddha 2,600 ago. When Gautama Buddha arrives in the world, you are praying, you are only keen on playing, so not interested in Dhamma talk. Therefore, you are still here. So you can see. You can see. Okay? This is the first psychic power. Second psychic power is Paracitta Vicharana. Paracitta Vicharana means seeing other people's mind. Paras, other people. Citta is mind. Seeing, Vicharana, knowing other people's mind. So now, let's say you have some bad intention to me. I use my psychic power, I know your bad intention already. No? And when you, for example, you come to report to me, you are not telling correctly, you are telling from the book, I have this psychic power, immediately I know you are honest or not honest. So this psychic power, I can see people's mind. My teacher did not encourage the student to develop this psychic power. Why?
Too distracted.
Because nowadays, most people's mind are full of defilements, anger, greed, jealousy, competition, delusion. So if you every time you use this psychic power, what you see is only anger, jealousy, delusion, you become very tired. So forget this. This psychic power, good to help other people, but you get yourself very tired.
But okay. Can't the person on and off it?
Switch off, no problem. But the moment you on, then you become unhappy already. So then better off forever. Okay, this is the second psychic power. The third psychic power is divine eyes. You can see the deva. You can see the deva, you can see the hell beings. And when you see the deva, you also see why they reborn in heavenly realm. You also see the causes why they reborn in heavenly realm. And you see the hell beings, you also know the causes why they reborn in hell. During Buddha's time, Venerable Moggallana is foremost in psychic power. So in order to preach the Dhamma, to let the people have faith in the Dhamma, he often show his psychic power. He will open the sky and let the people, the ordinary people, human beings, to see the deva enjoying sensual pleasures in the heaven. Then he will use his psychic power, open the earth so people can see the hell beings. So when they see with their own eyes, then their faith to good karma, to bad karma, the understanding, they start to believe the law of karma. Then many people become the follower of the Buddha. So this is called divine eye. His psychic power is more than divine eye. But divine eye can see the deva or the deities in the heaven, and also can see why, what karma, what good karma they perform so that they reborn in heaven. Similarly, the ghost can see ghosts, can see a hell being, and they know what bad karma they perform, that they will be reborn in, they are reborn in hell. This is called divine eyes. Okay? Who is the foremost in divine eye in the Buddha's, during Buddha's time? Who is the foremost in divine eyes? Anuruddha. He's foremost in divine eyes. Okay. The third psychic power is divine ear. He can hear the cry of hell beings. He can hear the laugh of all the deities in the heaven. He also can hear all the germs crying in the body. I mean, he can hear what your ordinary ear cannot hear. This is called divine ear. The last one is the most difficult one. Very few people have this psychic power. It's called Idiveda. Idiveda means this psychic power has many, many different types of psychic power. For example, for one person, he can turn manifest to 1,000. For example, one Susila. If I got this power, I can manifest to 100 Susila. So you cannot recognize which one is the real one. This is one type of psychic power. Or he can fly in the sky. For Malaysia, he can fly to lay no need aeroplane. Okay, no need visa. Okay, it's called another psychic power. Or he can walk on the sea. He can walk on the sea. How he can walk on the sea? In fact, he used his kasina. He entered into four jhana, then he changed the sea to earth kasina, so that he is walking on the earth. But we see he's walking on the sea. Just by flying in the sky, he entered into jhana. What jhana? Wind kasina. He entered into wind kasina, so he can fly in the sky. Underground also, you can go on, or you can go through the wall.
So David Copperfield got this power. David Copperfield.
Who is David Copperfield?
Magician.
Oh.
Famous magician.
He can go through wall.
That one is magic, not real one. So these are psychic power. Or he can stretch his hand, touch the moon. So all these are psychic power. Or he can open the earth and to let people see the hell. He can open the sky, can let people see the deities. So these are five types of psychic powers that can develop if you have four jhana, rupa jhana and arupa jhana. Okay?
Is it wrong to show off the psychic power?
Buddha prohibit the monk to show the psychic power without reason. He said, if the monk show the psychic power to people without reason, it's like a woman showing her breast to the public. So it's not encouraged. However, with the good intention, for example, like Venerable Mongkalana, because he want to let people to perform more good karma so they can reborn in heaven, so he showed the psychic power. That's with good motivation to educate people, not for name and fame. If for name and fame, it's like a woman showing his breast in the public. So your motive is very important. Your motive is to teach people, not to get name and fame. Name and fame is a hindrance for monks and nuns. Once he get names and fame, he become conceited. He forget to practice the Dharma. Okay, and there's one story. One monk. He was supported by one lay person. For many years, he supported, but they don't meet. Never meet with each other. So one day, many years, they start to meet. Then the monk said that I'm so and so. You are the monk I supported so far. He was very happy and offered him meal and so on. Then this monk felt that he has been supported so many years. He want to inspire him, the lay person. So he performed psychic power. He go through, he fly through the keyhole, the door got keyhole. So he go through the keyhole and come out. After the performance of this psychic power, then he disappear from this place. Never meet with the lay person again. Why he want to disappear? If he did not disappear, all the names and fame and support will come to him, which is a hindrance for him. Therefore, we, as monk and nun, they perform psychic power not for name and fame, but to educate people, yes, to help people. Sometimes they perform psychic problem. Okay. Okay, any other question?